Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
It is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I am Striker. Thank you. In for Adam Carolla, who's still in Italy. I guess you don't go to Italy for just 2 days, Dr. Drew.
No, I guess not.
How long is he going for?
He'll be back, I think, Sunday. So he'll probably be back Sunday morning.
That's still not that long of a trip to go to
Italy. No, it's like a week, yeah.
Kimmel pay for the trip for him?
I don't think so.
ABC cover it?
No. They used to do that at the Man Show. They used to go on trips to various places and get covered.
The Caribbean with all the girls.
Yeah.
With all the bouncy bouncies.
Yes.
Oh, man. Are you all right? What's the matter? Are you all choked up?
I'm thinking about those wild trips.
What, you went on them?
No, I didn't go on any of them. Are you kidding?
No, you did.
Would
you be allowed to go on a trip with the girls from the Man Show?
I would not be allowed, nor would it be appropriate for me to, nor would I want to do that.
How about going to the Playboy Mansion for a big party? Would you go alone?
I have, but it doesn't. It doesn't really
doesn't do anything for you.
It does, but it doesn't have the allure.
But it's intriguing to go.
It's intriguing. Right. It has no allure for me. It really doesn't.
What about the Grotto?
It's like looking at a movie.
If Miss February of 1979 said, "Drew Pinsky, I went to USC with you. Come to the Grotto.
No.
I want to show you my breasts."
No, it's interesting. No allure. Zero.
Zero.
I appreciate it. No,
you could be swimming in Jack Nicholson's semen.
I don't want to
semen.
Think about, yes. I don't even want to think about what kind of oil slick I'd be going through.
Or what's that guy's name? James Caan. Wasn't he one of the big ones back in the day?
Yes.
How come? Is it still like, I've been there, but I don't know if it's, I've actually jumped in
that
pool.
It's like, I've been there. It's like a movie set.
It is.
Right? It's like there's a zoo.
They got monkeys. They got rabbits.
Yeah.
They got all that stuff. It's after 10 o'clock and homeboy Andy.
Oh, look who's here.
Speaking of the devil,
I just wanted to see the wet pink stick.
Andy, could you
yellow one? You got to use the yellow one.
Yeah, can you move over and sit a little closer to us?
You don't want
to
be this close to me.
The chair was in front of that one.
It was.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I was outside, waiting outside the gate.
Just sit. Yeah, we have no one out there,
and I completely believe.
Hello, man. Good to see you, Andy.
No one was out there. I didn't shower today, but that doesn't matter because we're on the radio.
Yes.
Are we on right now?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we're not going to smell you, though.
Hello, people. Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. You don't care about a lot, which is good, which is why you kick ass so much.
I've got pheromones that are turning you on right now.
It's more than pheromones.
Yeah, I don't know if that's called pheromones.
I think they're called fairy moans.
Hey, easy. What the?
What are you switching?
What?
Are you switching?
No. I am a switch hitter.
But I mean,
Andy Dick, by the way, who was molested as well, yes?
Yes. We don't, come on, please don't dig
my
past
up. But you're not.
I'm ACDC.
You're not declaring a major.
ACDC, no. I'm not declaring a major, though. Okay. Although right now, to be honest with you, girls.
Really? What's the way it's always kind of been, yeah.
I had a couple bad years. After that last girl, remember?
Yeah.
Her name starts with an L.
Yes.
And it rhymes with what?
And it rhymes with bitch.
Okay.
He's my sexual. No, we're friends now. What was this guy's pressing all the buttons?
Where's your band?
I have a new band called Phonic Subdivision. It's an 80s band, but we don't do cover songs.
Yeah.
We do original 80s. It's like we had a band in the 80s.
Right.
And we just never gave it up.
Yeah, so you sound like the Thompson Twins
meets Depeche Mode, meets Flock of Seagulls. Well, nice. We look like Flock of Seagulls.
Haircut 100.
We've got the haircut. Is there a band called Haircut 100?
Yeah, there
remember
is.
Those guys?
I think they sang a song called Love Plus One.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I like to use numbers.
You were what, three at that point, Stryker?
I think I was two, as a matter of fact.
Three plus one?
I feel good. I'm very happy to be here.
I know. You've been too long with that senior. What happened at... relax. What happened at Coachella?
You just want to dive right into that?
Well, yeah, listen, we have people who are listening from around the country, and they didn't hear that nefarious story.
They didn't hear that story. How come I don't get the computer screen so I can say, please don't...
It's here.
Coachella is a huge two-day music festival, you guys, in the desert, past Palm Springs. I mean, there are more drugs there than you know what to do with. Marijuana is probably the least prevalent drug on the premises.
Yeah.
Everyone's there for a good time.
Yeah.
Andrew, Dick, got into some sort of trouble.
Well, the thing is everybody, that's what you do when you go to Coachella. You go down there to lay on the grass and smoke it.
Well, this is like the giant man, Burning Man Festival.
Yeah, it's like that, except nobody's painted.
Except nobody loves pot like you do.
Oh, God, I love it. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not lying, I'm sober.
Right now.
Completely. Not right this second, but for the long haul, which means until the holidays.
Jesus Christ in heaven! Where has this been? Send me an ounce of this stuff.
That's, I remember that. That was after like 30 days I hadn't smoked or something like that. But I have always, every year, I have my annual holiday relapse. That's what I call it. And it lasts from the holiday of Halloween
until the holiday of
around New Year's.
Memorial Day.
This year it went a little long. But it was...
You seem less irritable, though, the last time I saw you.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
That's good.
I know.
Last time I saw you, you were a little irritable.
At a bar. Let's not even get
No, you're fine, though. You're fine. You're good. Okay. Everyone was in the same state.
I saw Andy at like an underwear lingerie party thing.
He looked did?
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Where is he?
Anderson's back at the old studio.
He's here?
No, he's not here.
But you guys have a little like call tie-in.
He's still with the satellite. We access the satellite over there.
And it was a lingerie party. Where were we?
No, it wasn't really a party. It was like a runway model thing in L.A. downtown L.A.
Oh, you did. It was a fundraiser.
It was in that old bank.
Yeah. And there's like a safe in the back. Art show.
Right. I went into the safe. Like you weren't allowed to go. It was an old bank, and they had one old safe. And I went in, and I went way in the back, and then I heard somebody say, "Close the door." And I panicked. Could you imagine? Oh, and then there was a sign. There was a sign bolted there, like made of steel, that said, "If you get locked in, there is no way to open it from the inside, but you can open a little hole for air." Panicky.
So you were stuck.
Yeah. But let's get back to Coachella.
Yeah. Coachella. Let's hear the story about Coachella.
There's your rock star drink.
Yes.
Diet rock star. Right. Diet. How can you be a rock star and be a diet? Diet rock star. It's like you're rocking out halfway.
Well, I'm like Bon Jovi.
You'd be surprised.
No offense. I don't know what that means.
Right.
A lot of rock stars have eating disorders.
Yeah.
Right. I think I might.
Strike three.
Go ahead. So, Coachella.
I'm there. Doing what all the other tens of thousands of people are doing.
Yeah,
you were there.
Yes, I was.
I happened to, at this particular Coachella, which I haven't done in years. I have not done this in years. I ate something that looked similar to this, the top of this table. You know what I'm saying?
The shape mushroom? Of it?
Well, whatever. You put them on your pizza. I don't want to just come
anchovies?
Out
you ate some anchovies?
Yes, let's say they were psychedelic anchovies.
Right.
And so I, you know, right? And I'm having fun. And then you just lose kind of your judgment. So then I'm just walking around.
Andy, for you, that's...
It's bad because I already don't have...
That's right.
Inhibitions and boundaries.
And judgment.
Or judgment, good or bad. So basically, to make a long story short, I told the story on Letterman, how I found a bunny head. Did you hear about that story?
No. The bunny head from the Flaming Lips?
Exactly. Yes. I went into this blue tent, and in the blue tent, and I'm not kidding around, I've lost all my friends because I'm on my own Purple Haze trip, right? Walking around, just wandering. It was really actually quite awesome. Went into this bright blue tent. Found this bunny head, and it was the kind like a mascot would wear, a pink or white.
Huge, gigantic head, though.
Yeah, like this, and it was a cutesy bunny head. I put it on. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
I put it on, and I go out the other side of the tent, and there's proof of this, too. And I walk up this ramp, and then I notice that I'm walking onto the stage.
Oh, my God.
The Flaming Lips were on with 30 other bunnies. I see the other bunnies across the way, and I run, like, there they are, my people, kind of thing. Go over to the bunnies and start moving with them and dancing, and the Flaming Lips are playing, and I'm moving. And then I realize, I look around, and I notice that I'm the only one that doesn't have the bunny bottom.
You're naked.
I wasn't naked. Well, yeah, I was a naked bunny.
Yes.
But I had a Mickey Mouse
t-shirt.
You're
in your bunny underwear.
Exactly. Like when Wile E. Coyote gets his skin ripped off, and he's got... Like, what does he have
he
on?
He just has a white...
It's Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. He looks like a plump chicken.
He has a big box on with hearts on it.
Yeah. And then, like, it looks like whatever. But I'm talking like I'm the third person. So I just ran off stage. There's proof of that. There's going to be videotape.
How long were you dancing before you ran off?
Just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Couple minutes.
Now, did you see how ginormous that crowd was?
There were tens of thousands.
80,000 were watching.
I think so. Between 60 and 100.
Yeah, right. We're watching.
Coming and going, you know, and lots of different tents, too. But at the Flaming Lips at this particular time, there was just tons. That's not why I got kicked out, though. I got kicked out because I was just openly just, like, puffing away and with some people. And I got some light shined in my face, and everyone dispersed. Everyone ran away. This had happened after the bunny thing.
Okay, right.
And everyone ran.
Then you went to jail.
Wait, hold on. I want to know how they walked up to you and said, what are you doing?
Yeah, they put the light, like, why do they have to shine it like 2 inches from your face?
So bright, I don't know. I know,
so bright, one of those Magna lights or whatever. And then they took me into the back, and I didn't know what was going on. I was still kind of on my, having a little trip, you know. Like, this is fun. You're a nice, friendly officer. You know, I really was like, oh, you're so friendly, you know. And he took me, we're just going to go for a walk. Oh, I love it. I love walking. Right. And we walk, into the effing police tent, and suddenly they're taking things out of my pocket, all my stuff and this and that, and suddenly they're cuffing me.
Oh, my. And then did you lose the trip and the lovely feeling?
Dude, only 29 people got busted. 29.
I had out someone of tens busted of thousands. Fake wristbands.
Yeah, but they didn't get busted. They just got kicked out.
Right. And, see? Well, they got it. They got all
this is not good for me. You know, I work for Disney, first of all.
But as you're getting older and you're getting to be, remind me of the guy that is the doorman at Oz. You know the guy with the give you the horse of a different color?
No, I don't. The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
I think basically you have a free pass, Andy, to get away with that, don't you?
I would. I'm not going to go back to Coachella. Mm. I'm not going to go. I don't want to.
That's the problem. Coachella's the problem.
Come on.
Drew, don't pull your doctor right now.
Please. Be a friend right now.
I am being a friend.
I know.
Why don't you give the man a hug?
I'm doing great now. No, stay over there, please.
Be careful with this guy. He'll start touching you.
No.
Even if you don't ask him, he'll start touching you.
I like this outfit you're wearing.
Thanks.
Striker.
Thank you, sir.
Let's take some calls, shall we, guys?
Hold on. I'm getting a compliment.
That takes nuts to wear that.
Thank you.
I like it.
Or lack therein. Okay. Here we go.
Can you be my friend and not just my doctor? No,
please don't take any weird call.
What do you mean weird?
You know, like...
Here's an easy, here's a letter. Okay. All right. Laura 16.
Laura, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? And by the way, it's a full moon.
Oh, it is. Oh, I saw it. It's real yellow, too. Yeah. Like somebody pissed. Wee-wee! Can you say wee-wee?
Definitely.
Okay. We have a song called Wee Wee.
Is that or Rip Taylor? Was that guy's that crazy comedian in the 70s?
Rip Torn?
No, not Rip Torn.
Oh, Rip Taylor, the guy with the big mustache?
Yes. With the
have you seen the Spasmatics play, by the way? The 80s?
Of course.
They're unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. That's where I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I got
something. Oh, really? Yeah, right?
Okay. See, I got nine stitches, anyways.
No.
Yeah, just sitting there enjoying the show.
Speaking of flashlights there.
Okay, go.
I wondered what Dr. Drew's, and I guess...
everybody's. You'll get a painting for everybody. Yes.
Views were on teen dating.
Well, tell me your situation.
Do it.
Let's look at it. Yeah, teen dating.
My son is now a teenager and he's dating.
Dating is a good thing.
My son is 16. You should hook up with him.
But hooking up is not the good thing.
No, I mean hook up to go see a movie.
Yeah, dating is a healthy thing. It's how you figure out who you're looking for, how you feel about yourself in a relationship. You know,
believe in hooking up?
No. I'm saying hooking up is not the good thing. Dating is a good thing.
No, I don't want to hook up. I don't want to. I'm waiting until I'm married to go that far.
Good.
But my situation is that I come from a very strict and family and friends.
Religious?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't believe in even touching boys. And I meet a date with a guy tomorrow, and no one knows.
What are you guys supposed to do on the date?
And I'm a little bit worried.
How old is the guy? How old?
He's 20.
Ooh.
See, now that's not a good move.
Well, that's
on
illegal.
Your part.
No,
it's not.
Isn't that illegal?
He's really, really sweet.
Laura, here's the measure of how bizarre this is. When you're 20 and you look at your peers, your 20-year-old peers, and think, which of these guys would be a 16-year-old? When you find one, he will give you the creeps like you won't believe.
But he was really sweet. It's not like that, though. I know it seems that way, but.
No, it is that way because.
Wait, how do you measure it?
When she's 20, finally,
right.
She'll look around her peers and go, oh my God. These guys, he was dating a 16-year-old. My peers,
Dr. Drew, isn't it not illegal?
It's not illegal to date. It's illegal to have sex.
But there's
also sort of a contribute to the delinquency kind of thing.
Do you believe in dating in general as a teenager?
I do. I think it's a good thing. But it's not, as long as it doesn't lead to hooking up and getting joined to the hip.
No, there's no hooking up. It's all very...
Yeah, so I think it's a good
20-year-olds don't want to just be... Yeah, 20-year-olds want
Dr.
to hook
Drew,
up, Laura.
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me something.
I'm 38 and I date 19-year-olds.
Yeah, but that's an adult. This is yeah. giant. Okay. I mean, that's not good for 19-year-olds necessarily.
No,
but at least you're at least both adults.
Yeah. Because you know what? Somebody said between 16 and 19, that is a long time.
Your
when,
brain
at that
keeps
age,
developing. It's a wholly different thing. Let's take another call.
From 19, oh, she's gone.
Crystal.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Date,
her.
Laura. Date. Don't start.
Date, but don't have sex.
We're advising her to go against you know, family and stuff. That's
right, because that's ridiculous.
No, maybe just something for coffee or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell her parents and we're just going to go have coffee.
Do 16-year-olds go get coffee?
Yeah. Or whatever.
Go to the mall, walk around, and look for the ultimate frozen yogurt.
Crystal.
Yes, hello.
What's going on?
Cold stuff.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What up?
I was going to say that was an awesome bunny story that you told.
Oh, thanks.
But it was a horrible ending. I'm really sorry you got arrested.
It really is a horrible ending for me. And I didn't get it. It was
like a citation.
It was like a parking ticket.
Do you have to go to court or just pay like 80? You do? Down in Palm Springs, you have to drive
Indio.
There.
Or a lawyer might
I listened to the story and I heard a good ending. He's sober again.
That's what happened. It was a wake-up call.
Yeah, it gets through.
Yeah. Completely cold. Literally cold, stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel good again.
You guys ready to hear my problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm 19, and I've been dating this guy for almost 2 years, and I have two major problems. Number one, I have a dependency on heroin.
Oh, man. By the way, are you from Chicago?
Yes.
I can hear it. I hear it.
The voice, yeah.
Because that's where I'm from.
The stuff he knows.
And she's got a stuff. Is it stuff with heroin?
I have allergies, but...
Allergies to heroin.
I've never done that. You know, it just started out where, you know, I do whatever you like now and then, but he's been doing it forever.
Is it that white...
You know, before I knew it, you know, I'd be all... if I didn't do it.
Hey, Crystal. Crystal. See, now you're done. Anderson, is she done?
Hang on. I got to hear the end of her story, though.
Are you there?
We have to take a few minutes for the whole thing to reset.
Yeah, so you just have to give me 10 seconds so I can cut it. We're good to go. But like right after she cusses, I have to listen to her.
And then what is the audience listening to during
us talking. Talk right now?
Oh, then that's great.
Let's not talk to Crystal anymore.
That's fine.
What's that, Anderson?
Do we have to talk to Crystal on the full moon?
I need to finish.
She's all effed up.
Yeah, but she's on heroin.
Can you just give her some advice, Drew, while she's on hold?
Well, you're right. In a way, it's almost a waste of time and energy to talk to heroin addicts because it's such a profoundly deadly disease, and their thinking is so affected by it, and they believe they can control it, and if I could just get off it, I'll be fine. The fact is there's one and only one way to deal with opiate addiction now, and that is to go into a long-term, highly structured program. And the detox is no sweat, but the staying off is very
What about
complex.
She's only been doing not only, but 2 months?
No, it's more than that. She's just minimizing it.
That's why I honestly never got into heroin.
Well,
I'm just too frightened of it.
It's just serious addiction.
Yeah.
And you'll she had a question on our screen about her periods. Her periods have gone away. And absolutely, heroin will block the cycling mechanisms of...
Guess what else goes away? Your life.
That comes later.
Your life.
Now you die. Very few heroin addicts see 50.
All right, Kate, you're 15 on Loveline. What's up, Kate? With Andy Dick here, by the way.
Welcome. He's bisexual.
Kate?
Hey.
No.
You always told me you were trisexual.
I'll try anything.
What is Morrissey? Asexual.
Asexual. Right. None. Nothing. He used to have a vagina.
No.
But he sewed it up.
Easy.
No, I don't know.
He lives right around the corner.
Kate? He does?
I think so.
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, some of my friends have gone on the pill, and their boobs have grown.
That does happen.
Yes.
I was wondering,
the estrogen pills.
I am, like, the only A cup of, like, my group of friends. I don't know if it's just my group of friends that are C and D cups or whatever, but I was wondering if I would go on the pill, would my boobs grow?
There's no way to predict that.
Your boobs get really sore as well.
But a cup is real small.
Yeah.
I like little breasts. I honestly
Yeah, I know.
Do.
There's no way to sort of...
I prefer little breasts.
Right. Men each have their own sort of sweet
spot. Don't change you. Find a guy that likes you for you. I prefer little breasts. They never sag, ever.
Well, thanks, Andy.
Well, yeah. I'll give you my number off the air.
And she's 15.
She's 15. No, never mind. Nothing.
Fact is, though, Kate, you probably will grow. You're only 15. You will.
Yeah.
You got
of course.
3 to 5 years of.
They grow up to like 23 maybe.
Andy, you said it's so perfect. There, I know so many of my friends like small boobs.
I love them. I do not like fake ones, and I don't. I really don't like big ones.
Jamie?
I enjoy a breast, by the way. Actually, a nice size, a decent size. But I also enjoy the small one.
Jamie.
Yes.
What's up?
I work in a correctional facility for juveniles, and I work primarily with female juveniles between the ages of about 12 to, well, they leave when they're 18. And I used to work with adults back east, and it's a whole new ball game with the juvenile females. There's the fact that the question I'm asking is basically for Dr. Drew in regards to self-abuse. Why does it happen? How can it be avoided?
You talking about cutting?
Yes, cutting.
That's the MTV thing that you were talking about,
yeah,
right?
Cutting has become a contagious problem in that age group. It's become sort of the behavior du jour, and there's no doubt that it is something that has become a trend. It is basically a bid, what I call, for affect regulation. It's people that have severe emotional distress and profound aggression and frustration and have no other means to manage it. They just grab for something desperate. You can use drugs. You can do bungee jumping. You can try to do things to stimulate your brain, but one of the things you can do is cutting, and it works for them. That's why they do it. The only way you can really, other than putting them in... What?
I just remember there's this thing I saw where people are getting off on not just cutting, but cutting off whole limbs. Have you seen that?
In Germany?
They get off on cutting off. They start with like a fingertip, but they can like cut off a whole leg, and it's sexual.
And they just keep cutting. They'll take a little piece.
Yeah,
and then
but then they'll take
going.
A whole leg off, dude. You didn't hear about
ridiculous.
That?
That's no,
all,
but
that's
all.
That's true.
That's you know, that's the same people that end up dismembering other people and things too. That's the same kind of
God.
Yeah, it's bad.
But what were you going to say,
Jamie? The other than dealing with the behaviors in a highly structured manner, as we would any other truant behavior, it's a matter of getting them proper psychiatric care. And I know that's in short, in high demand and short availability where you are. But it's a very complex problem. It's not as though there's one sort of basic approach to this. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a symptom of many, many different problems. In terms of getting it to stop, though, just like any other behavior, you need to stop, whether it is, you know, graduated consequences or whatever, you know, restraints of various types. You have to deal with it in a very structured way.
So, Drew, we know why some girls go one way and guys go one way based on what happened to them as a kid, but what happens to them normally that makes them want to cut?
It's trauma.
It is
trauma. It's vibrant.
One big trauma, or just,
no? It's usually chronic trauma. It's usually people that are very, very seriously psychiatrically impaired.
All right, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
Break time. Andy Dick is here.
Yeah.
He's on TV. He's always on TV.
Yes.
He was in Old School. He had the best role in that. He kicked the crap out of Will Ferrell.
Yes, I did.
I know that was with the frying pan.
I'd like
I
to
believe.
Do that in person.
Really?
He's taking all my roles.
No.
Well, he's a big movie star, and I'm not.
He is. He's gone to like Europe. What do you mean you're not a big movie star?
Not a big movie star. I have cameos. But just hold on. It'll happen.
You're a big television star.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen.
Hey, Drew and I work in a freaking booth 8 by 10 feet. Yeah. Well, he gets to be on CNN, which is cool.
Are you on CNN now?
And MSNBC, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah. Why is it doctor?
That's nice.
All right, more with Andy Dick and more Loveline after this. All right, we're back on Loveline. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla. Drew Pinsky, board certified.
Blah, blah, blah.
Addiction medicine
He's
specialist.
He's a board certified blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I am a board certified so-and-so.
Rabbit head.
Yeah.
Bunny head.
Call me Mr. Rabbit Head.
Every time I hear about Flaming Lips and see the bunnies, I'm going to think of you now.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, because that's not what led to the
That was the fun part.
Right.
That was the fun part.
You know what I'm saying?
But that was the part that raised the red flag.
For people
for
like...
The, for the cops.
Keep an eye
like,
on that
keep
guy.
Keep an eye on that foo.
Yeah. And you're on TV on ABC on Tuesdays at 9:30. It's called Less Than Perfect. You've been...
Yeah, that show just got picked up for a
third season?
Which means probably it's going to go for the full, at least
full
five.
Run. Yeah.
And you've had how many other shows that have gone that many? Two? News Radio, right?
News Radio, And that was it. The Andy Dick Show had 3 seasons, but they were MTV seasons, which is 6 episodes each.
Right.
But then we had 8. We had 20 altogether. And then the new show on MTV is called...
Yeah, what's it called?
The Assistant.
Which is kind of like The Apprentice.
As I call it, The Ass-istant. and it's very much... You know, I know what that is from.
Yeah.
That's my Barney Fife getting reamed by Andy Griffith. The Assistant is like a parody. It's like a comedy version of The Apprentice. And so there's 12 contestants, and then I eliminate them one by one.
You're fired.
Yeah.
I can see you now.
It is, except I say you're clipped.
Have you done it yet?
Yeah, we shot it, and I was just in the editing bay today. It's going to be strange. Yeah.
They're trying to be your assistant.
Yes.
And are they going to really be your assistant?
In the end, what they win is an entry-level job at MTV.
That's cool.
And a car.
What's their salary?
A car. I don't know.
It's MTV, it's free.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say MTV is like $8 an hour.
Yeah. Free.
It's really low. It's low. And they went a little tight. They went a Scion TC.
Right.
Run by hamsters. This is one of those little things, yeah. Tiny little things. And that's coming on in July.
That is
it's coming
that
on like next
fantastic.
Month.
Was that your idea behind?
No, but it originated from an idea that we did on the Andy Dick Show where we followed my assistant around. And you know, the MTV Movie Awards are this Saturday.
Yes.
You know that? I'm going to go, and good, then we can hang out. I'm going to go, and I also have a couple bits in there.
Oh, cool.
So that's funny. And I was going to tell you one more thing. The assistant, I don't remember.
Yes, all right, we got a bunch of cool calls.
Wait, let me David hear these. Wait, I don't want you to end up like David Spade and getting stun gunned, remember?
I know. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, that the assistant's supposed to be about the assistants, but it really winds up being right. About this arc of my character just slowly going insane. Excellent. How wide would I need 12 assistants? There's not that much work for me to give them.
Do you start beating on them the way you beat on your band?
I'm not legally allowed to. I wanted to. I wanted to bitch slap all of them.
Yes. Reach back like a pimp and slap them. The hoe. All right. Yes. Jade, you're 21 on Loveline.
He's got backhand like John McEnroe.
That's right. Yeah. True. Wow. Good. Anderson. All right. What's up, Jade?
Okay. I've been a diabetic since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
And, I still have feeling and everything in my legs and everything's going great. But I recently just turned 21 and I've actually recently just lost my virginity.
Yeah.
And I'm unable to orgasm. And I was wondering if that had something to do with it.
It could, but it's hard to say that it is due to that. Most juvenile diabetics kind of thin.
Are you thin or not?
No, 135.
You're what?
Did you say thin?
Yeah. Like, are you skinny or medium or
hefty?
135, yeah. By
you're fat.
So you're normal. She's normal.
Yeah, most juvenile diabetics are kind of on the thin
side. Oh, really? I'm not a doctor, but I would say it has nothing. I think that...
Well, most 21-year-old females... First of all...
It has nothing to do with...
The significant majority of 21-year-old females will not have an orgasm with intercourse. That's all comers.
They need the oral. The oral, right?
Oral sex for most of them is necessary.
Or they need the reach around.
Or some sort of direct stimulation.
Yes. While you're doing that.
Very few, maybe 10 or 20% will actually have orgasm with intercourse.
Is that a two-finger reach around or a one-finger?
Hang on.
Hold on.
Now, the fact is that did you ever go through a period of time during when you were growing up that you didn't take your insulin and ended up in ketoacidosis and all that stuff?
Yes,
No. So you've been diligent with your insulin.
Whose acidosis did you end up in?
You've been in diligent control of your blood sugar throughout your life, right?
Right.
So you've had no complication with your diabetes.
I'm going to bring my own snare drum.
A few, obviously, when I was younger, I had some low.
Right, but you didn't end up in the hospital with,
What I would do is just eat some candy and take a nap.
So, and never wake up again.
Oh, really?
And so, you have no neuropathy, so there's no evidence of nerve damage yet from your diabetes, so it's unlikely to be affecting your sexual functioning. Okay?
You just started
That's
sex.
What
it's
I don't
take
understand.
A lot of
I don't understand. They're not allowed to eat sugar, but when they're at their worst diabetic fit, give them a piece of candy.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't understand how that works.
The insulin, the things we treat them with, can cause very, very low blood sugars, and low blood sugar can be life-threatening immediately. The high sugars are what cause the damage from the diabetes.
Don't understand, and you know what?
And sometimes when the high gets really high, it changes the acid-base status of the whole entire system.
I'm going to
and
sleep
flips
right
them
now.
Into something called ketoacidosis.
How come no one just said, and we tried to, but you were talking about being in the acetosis, when you first have sex, I'm not a girl,
no one has orgasms.
It's going to take a while. I mean, I had, you know, guys have one. I can have one when the wind's blowing kind of strong.
But this is actually something that really bothers me, is that women are not taught about how they actually function. No one teaches women about how they actually function.
About how their clitoris
works. Their sexual responsiveness. How varied they are.
A clitoris is a mini penis.
Except it doesn't work like one.
It's like a little
primordial
mini penis.
Source of the same thing, yes.
It is. It's a primordial meaning... A primordial? You just called them like little salamanders.
Yes.
You just called all women salamanders.
Penis. No, a salamander penis.
I like that.
Actually, I meant tadpole.
Polliwog turns into a frog company. That's my production company, Polliwog.
Of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys do Less Than Perfect?
We didn't do that. We did the Andy Dick Show.
You did. That was such a good show, by the way.
Natalie,
that was awesome.
Save us,
thanks.
Natalie.
I'm
going to
call
on?
You.
Natalie.
Thank you. Saving from what?
From you.
Thank you.
From me.
Natalie, go ahead. Call her.
Call
yeah,
her.
Me.
What's
easy
up?
Easy there, mister. What's up, Natalia?
These are your same numbers.
Not much.
I moved
you. Beaches ain't.
No, I want to hear the House of Pain one.
I got to Bach Han like John McEnroe. That beach steps up, I'm smocking
the
hole.
We need to hear the House of Pain.
Come on.
Anderson, you can come up with that.
I just played it. You didn't hear it?
Yeah. No, the real one.
Oh, I'm not going to get the song. Come on.
Come on. Yeah, Chris.
Go ahead, Natalia.
Is Natalia here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
My question is, I'm 16, and I have a boyfriend, and he's 17. And we've been together for about 6 months, and he's, really pressuring sex, and I'm, really not ready.
Then really don't
That's
let
cool
him, yeah.
that you're doing that.
Then and if he pushes you beyond that, it's called rape. So you have to put him on notice that you truly mean no, and any sort of, not even pressuring, but manipulation or overpowering will be a serious, serious problem.
And tell him the more he annoys you about asking, the less likely you're going to not give in, but that you're going to do it at some point.
But know this. Males from 16 on are under the influence of an incredibly powerful drug. Unbelievable.
Testosterone?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
From when to when is the testosterone?
From 16 to 40.
So you're done, Drew. Your testosterone is gone.
I can feel it fading. But 16 to 20, it's just in a full storm.
Is yours just starting to subside?
Well, how
can you feel it?
You must feel it kind of.
Last week, I just felt a little wane.
Like that girl.
John Wayne.
I beg your pardon.
Come on.
Drew, can you feel it going down a little or not?
You can notice it, yeah.
Really?
I notice most guys work out a lot and things, and I used to be able to push incredibly heavy weights. Now it's like, what the hell? What happened here? I'll start running.
Yeah. Natalia, do you understand what to do?
Yeah, just... Don't give in.
Exactly.
Don't.
It's very good. You know what's good for you.
I regret it because, I care a lot about him, and I don't.
Let me give her one more piece of advice.
If you're feeling it, if something happens, at the very least, please wear a rubber. Wear a condom.
Yes.
Have him wear a condom.
Yeah, oral sex does kind of take the intercourse away from the out of the equation, as it were.
Yeah.
But the fact that women have to do that in order to diffuse the situation. Troubling.
I'm feeling guilty right now.
Is this something you've done?
Yeah.
You sicken me. Here is
Thank you, by the way. You guys are the ones that hook me up with Coachella every year.
Yeah.
Thanks for the citation.
Grace. Grace 19.
These two tickets will get you a citation back to India. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Grace?
Hey. What's up?
What
is Andy Dick? Is that who's talking?
Yeah, to yeah. Can, right, did awesome. Did you recognize my voice or did you?
I did. I was like, who's talking? All right. That's awesome. Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
For Jello, please.
Wait, what is I remember?
Well,
that? What is that from?
It's a caller who was sexually abused at about 4, and so her voice sounded like a 4-year-old.
Oh, me?
Well, you've got a little bit of that going on.
Oh, okay. No, I'm a little person.
I was going to say, you don't give me the feeling.
She sounded like the one that's...
No, it's not the same. No, it isn't.
No, I'm just a small person. Okay,
I believe that. No, sometimes I don't believe that.
How small are you?
Are you literally a midget?
No, I'm about 4'11". Margello, please.
Yeah. Go ahead, Grace.
Is that the same one? Somebody pushing the button.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question. I've been dating a guy for about two years now, and he decided recently, actually just today, that he didn't want to have sex with me anymore.
He's gay.
You've been having sex for 2 years?
Yes. I met him, I guess it took us about 6 months.
And under what circumstances did he decide to take it away?
One of his close friends just got pregnant. And
a female friend.
Yes, and she's on the pill just like I am, and she's been using condoms. We don't, but she got pregnant.
She got pregnant using condoms on the pill?
Yes. See, I'm trying to tell him that's not
this
possible.
Is the Messiah. The Messiah is coming.
Yeah.
Did she mess up? Because he won't have sex with me now, and I'm
Well, first
him.
Of all, unfortunately, I've been talking to Loveline College for so many years, my head immediately goes to, it's his child.
Oh, no. He's related to this person.
Even worse.
No.
Where do you live? Northern California or something?
Fresno.
Yeah, see?
Fresno's almost Bakersfield. It's Bakersfield light.
Yeah. So, it's the arson capital of the world, by the way.
Exactly. Really? Yeah. Okay.
All right, but Grace, he's just freaking out right now. If you're on the pill, you take it properly. You don't take any other medications or anything.
Yeah.
The probability of a pregnancy is extremely remote. If you
I
add a condom,
right
if you add a condom to that, it is
100%.
I'm serious.
It's gotta be.
It is the second coming.
Okay.
It is the Messiah. Now I guarantee you something happened with how those people,
the first coming.
What those that other couple was doing, and they goofed up in some way.
So with me just taking the pill.
Would be plenty. If you had a condom, there's just no way you're going to get pregnant. It's just never going to happen.
Thank you. That's right? Dream, first of all, what I was saying.
What's that?
That just helped a lot, what I was saying.
Right.
I was trying to tell him that. So.
Great. I hope you'll listen to me.
So.
Hey, Grace's boyfriend, get your act together. Don't be such a wimp. Come on.
Let me just a pee. Can you say
I
the pee?
And be realistic, too. Be realistic. Just because we're biological beings, but when people sort of awaken to it, they flip out as opposed to sort of dealing with it in a realistic way.
Right.
Deal with it responsibly, realistically, that's fine. You're an adult. He's 19 or 20 also?
He's 20. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Be an adult. Okay.
Let's go to number four.
No, we're going to break.
We're going to break. All right.
And then we'll come back with
going to break, coming back with Andy Dick, and we're going to do Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
Which I'm aware
Germany
of.
Germany should be good at
Germany
this.
Germany or Florida.
You reached to Germany.
No, but you'll hear what it's about, okay?
Okay.
We'll explain in a minute. More on Loveline coming up next. All right, we are back on Loveline. Dr. Drew Stryker, Andy Dick is here. Andy Dick's going to be, you'll be able to see him.
Yes.
Can I say they'll see you at the MTV?
I'll be at the MTV Movie Awards.
And maybe doing a little something at the thing.
Doing a little something during it. I did a short film with Lindsay Lowe.
Pre-tape?
Oh, tiny little, like, one-minute bit.
Those are so funny.
But this one's so short, it's not even worth it almost. But it's still funny. And I think it's some kind of live bit, actually, pre-show, like red carpet. Bull crap.
Doing some stuff.
Something funny.
Trying to get everyone ready for the assistant
show. Yeah.
The
assistant.
Assistant.
Yeah. And they're all hot, too. There's like hot girls and guys. All of them.
Really?
Yeah, they're all great.
Excellent.
All
right. It's time for a little Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida. I know Corolla's not here, so I'm excited to play this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What, Drew? What are we going to say?
The theme song.
Oh, the theme song. All right. Let's go.
What's things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex myth and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
There you go.
Germany or Florida. All right.
How did he know that?
Tim is 21. That's just a tape.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
All right. Here's my article. 60 police officers were rushed to douse a quarrel that erupted when a family barbecue overheated into unbridled violence. With the repeated stabbing of one man in the bottom with a grilling skewer, which required hospitalization. We needed about an hour and a half to calm things down, said the local police spokesman. Police said the ruckus between some 40 individuals from three families in the Central Park began when a 6-year-old boy was struck in the face by a stick from an unidentified boy.
Germany or Florida?
I'm going to say, just based on the language they
right,
used,
that's what I was gonna...
bottom, and a ruckus, that it's Germany.
Well,
and it was an English paper.
How many German families have
barbecues,
and three families have 40 people?
That's right. True.
That is a southeastern type
I am going
you're
for...
Right about that.
That is Florida.
Bottom. I am going to say Florida
stabbed in the
as
bottom.
Well.
In the bottom.
We got Drew. Wait 10 seconds.
Yeah.
We're playing Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
All right, we got two Floridas. And are you staying with Germany?
Have I persuaded you?
I'm staying with Germany still.
Right.
Okay. I have to, you know.
Yeah, all right, Tim, Germany or Florida?
Yeah, we should give this one to Andy Dick, because it's Germany.
Oh,
thank you.
Well done.
Thank
Berlin.
You, Ruckus. Ruckus.
Berlin. Fantastic. And well, game well played, by the way. The language is his clues.
Thank you, Tim.
Good job, Tim.
All right.
See you later.
Maybe Andy can give us a rendition of the theme song.
I can't.
We got Tori Amos, we got Pink, we need you.
I'll do it if I have the lyrics in front of me.
Basically, you'll just go Germany or Florida. They sing Germany or Florida.
Just that,
Germany
right?
Germany or Florida.
Tori Amos.
Oh.
Pink.
I love her.
Here's Pink.
Germany or Florida.
Okay, I'll do one. Wait, hang on. I gotta warm up my vocal cords.
You're ready.
Germany or Florida?
I like that.
I like it, yeah.
That's okay. One of my
that
favorite
was 80s
so
rock, right? That was like the darkness in full effect
shut
right
up.
There.
Bailey, 17.
Hello?
Hey, Bailey.
Hey, I was wondering, I don't know what a douche is, and my boyfriend says if I use it, then it'll take away the smell of my poo. He says that my poo smells bad.
This is fake. This is.
Hang on, you know what a douche is.
No,
have you ever heard of the term douchebag?
I don't know what some other word that.
Are the seagulls following you when you walk on the beach?
Your what smells bad?
My poon.
Her poon.
Poonani.
Her poon. Oh, my poon smells. My poon smells. I need a douche right now. No, that's it. That's all I got.
Bailey, the douche is basically just a wash, a liquid. Often has a vinegar or a scent in it that just sort of
mint sometimes.
You know, flushes things out. It's not considered. Yeah, it's not considered to be particularly good for you, and it really doesn't help the smell. The smell is bacterial overgrowth, and you need an antibiotic cream for that. So you should talk to your doctor.
Flush it out with coffee.
Antibiotic cream. That's what you need. All right. This is Jason. Has been on hold for quite a while. Here,
what's up, Jason?
What's up, man?
What's up?
What up?
I love Crank Yankers. You remember me, don't you?
The Crank Yankers. Yeah, you got my show Crank Yankers.
Wait,
yeah.
Say Crank Yankers.
Crank Yanker.
Is that you? You've aged.
It's been a while since I've been on.
I was going to say, you've gotten older. You don't quite...
Wait, explain this?
Is that the same guy, for real?
Yeah, listen, play it again, Anderson.
Crank Yanker.
That's how we used to sound. Now say Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers.
It's like him with his voice
changed.
That's
odd. How many years has it been?
Maybe 6 months, 9 months.
What was your name last time?
I've only had two. My real name and then Jason.
What'd you use last time?
I think I used Jason last time. I'm not sure.
What is that accent?
Who's Jason?
Jason.
Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from here, hopefully.
Where?
Here.
Where? Here. Oh, well, man, this guy.
Oh, here, you got a smoke detector going off, dude.
Okay.
Wait, Jason.
I want to know the time frame between
hang
each
on a second. Hey,
hang on, hang on.
Now, guys, got to listen real carefully here. You can hear a tiny... Jason, are you in your bedroom?
Yes.
Is there a smoke detector in your room?
Yes.
Would you stand near it for a second, please? Just kind of go over
with
there.
The
quietly with the phone, go over
I'm
there.
I'm fascinated.
Shh,
what's going on?
Shh, listen.
You okay? Just a second.
Okay. Go stand by the smoke detector.
You're creeping me out. I love it. What's
sure
going
on? I'm not sure
if
it's low on batteries, though, but you can check.
Yes, I know it's low on batteries.
No one changes their batteries. It beeps 24 hours a day when they refuse
in his
to change it. Listen,
the same guy from the last time?
No. Most of our callers live this kind of life. We need a beep. It should be going off about now. Oh, because our phones are so screwed up, they cut off on us. Well, in there, I heard the beep off in the distance.
So you're saying that a lot of people have...
A lot of our callers are so kind of checked out that the smoke detector goes off in their bedroom 24/7
they can still
for year on yen, and they don't change the battery.
Oh my
and we hear it so, you know, we're listening very carefully to the voices, and it's disturbing to us. It goes off once, it makes our skin crawl.
Yes.
They live in it. It's like Chinese wire torture.
It is torture.
Jason.
Yes.
Jason.
Yes.
I think he got lightheaded and passed out on the way over to the smoke detector. The smoke was thicker up high.
Jason.
That also
yes,
could
I'm
be.
Still here.
Okay, so you guys, we'll keep him talking. That helps keep the phone line open,
okay.
And we'll hear the beep go off.
What's going
Jason,
on? With
what's
you,
going
Jason?
On, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a 17-year-old girlfriend, and we've been thinking about having sex, but I still live at home, so I want to know if it causes physical and/or psychological change.
At 19.
Like a change that maybe my parents would notice. That would just like really suck because they're like really Christian.
No, there's nothing about you that will constitutionally change.
Is he into girls?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No.
He's 19. 19, it's considered, throughout the world, that would be considered a normal and healthy age to begin sex.
And
you
he's bisexual.
Did you hear it go off?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I heard it.
I didn't hear it.
Really high-pitched. It was very high-pitched, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
I know. Well, you have to live with it. You tuned it out.
You're used to the goddamn
yeah,
beep
you're
over
tuning
over
it
again.
Out.
Yeah, there's, well... How about my girlfriend?
How old is she?
She's 17.
And
she's at home, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's legal at 17 in your state.
Dr. Drew is opening up his black notebook, everyone. He's looking up New Mexico to see if a 19-year-old can penetrate, I mean, have sex with a
17-year-old. You have a list there?
17.
I'm going to need to make a copy.
17 is the age of consent.
Let me see that thing.
Throughout the world. Heck?
So he's legal, right?
Legal age of consent. He's got a whole booklet here.
Jason, why don't you want to do it? You're afraid it's going to mess you up mentally?
I'm afraid it's going to change him and his parents will notice.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh, God, forget that. That's a dumbest question I've ever
heard. I'm more concerned, Jason, with the fact that you were so, at 19, so dependent on your family that you're...
Afraid to have sex?
Well, afraid to be a person, and for fear that any genuine expression of yourself will result in damage to your parents.
Right.
19, it's time to get out of the house. Time for a break.
All right, we're going to go out of this room for a minute and do some naughty things, and we'll be back. Andy, Dick, Drew, me, Stryker on Loveline.
I've been on like...
Here we are back on Loveline. It's 1-800-LOVE-191 if you want to talk to Andy, Dick, or Drew and ask questions. I'm Stryker, hanging in here for Carolla till he comes back from Italy.
Yeah, what's he doing in Italy?
I don't know.
Vacationing.
Oh, 40th really?
Birthday. He's never been to Italy.
He's what birthday?
40th.
40? He's 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
He's getting up there.
Yep.
Ancient.
I'm right behind him.
You're not, but you look like 30.
Oh, thank you. I'm 38, though.
I know. Well, you're close to 40.
The drugs preserve me.
I thought drugs make your skin old, Drew.
Smoking does. Smoking does. Smoking cigarettes is the worst. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You've never tried one?
Nope.
Seriously.
I smoked a pipe once in a play, and I almost vomited.
Wow.
There is a drug that will age you more quickly than speed.
Because it makes you stay up for so long, right? Or is it just what's in it?
People look old when they've done speed.
Yeah, right.
Damn.
Let's take a call.
All right, let's take a call here.
John, 22.
John.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're on Loveline.
Oh, wonderful. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, well, basically, here's the thing. I'd say about 4 weeks ago, usually when I masturbate, I use, like, a standard, like, Lubriderm lotion, right?
What about Astroglide? That's the best
I am sponsored
product.
By Astroglide.
So I need to be sponsored by them.
I can get you hooked up with them. I have cases of it in my closet right now.
I have given them more mentions the last two nights than the history
Astroglide
of
Astroglide rocks. You know what
it's
their motto is?
Consistency.
Astroglide's motto is second only to nature.
Exactly. That's what it is. And the thing washes off in 2 seconds.
It's 2 seconds.
No
it's water
stickiness.
Soluble or whatever. You just flop your pee-pee over the sink, and you just rinse it off, and it's done. You're out.
You can use a towel to rinse off or plop it in and flip it with the water.
Don't leave it on, though. Sticky, itchy, gooey mess.
Yeah, but not that sticky compared to others.
Right.
But still
just
sticky.
Don't leave it on. Yeah. It's just too itchy.
That's a good segue into my issue, actually.
What's the issue? Let's hear it. I love it. I'm a professional masturbator, so go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
We know our own. Now, I regularly use, like, a Lubriderm lotion, very standard. But about 4 weeks ago, the lotion that I had was Lubriderm with SPF 15 in it. Yeah. And it's the only difference in my masturbating that I've seen that would lead to a problem that I have, in that the day after I used it to masturbate, I went to urinate, and it was, like a horrible stinging, like burning.
It went
sensation.
Inside your wiener, man. Like, if you ever tried it with shampoo in the shower, it'll sting. It's because it gets inside of the hole.
Yes.
You're right, but should that last this long?
Well, how long has it been now?
It still irritates me now.
And how long?
About 4 weeks.
Ooh, 4 weeks? That's sounds bad. Like you've got chlamydia. I had chlamydia once. It was like I was fire.
Right. Well, it's not so much the burning anymore. That's tapered off, and now it's like itchy. Right. Like the urethra itches.
All right. Ew. You guys ready?
Get a water gun and squirt it in
Dr.
the hole and rinse
up.
It out.
Okay, this is called urethritis, which means inflammation of the urethra. And certainly it started as a chemical urethritis, but sometimes you can get an infection on top of that. And so it may be a continued infectious process, like Andy suggests, not necessarily chlamydia, maybe other bacteria, and it needs to be treated with antibiotics.
Can you sometimes get this same type of situation from your own sperm? Like if I eat, like, you know what? Because I'll tell you what. I eat a lot of cayenne pepper. So I literally take it in capsules. I take more than you probably should.
You eat Mexican, like, and your semen burns.
Yeah, and does it shoot out fire?
No.
You don't know. How would you know?
I've tried
just
it many
times. He's tasted it.
But the cayenne part could do a little something.
That's what I'm saying.
A little something.
What about the whole pineapple
theory? More from peeing.
Give it a little bite.
No. In the old days of Loveland, we actually tested that theory, and it didn't stand up to scientific scrutiny.
What didn't? What?
Eating pineapple. A lot of pineapple.
That didn't stand out.
I thought that really works, though. It sweetens it up a little bit.
I think there's only ways to
the only way that sweetens it is if you shoot your load right on the pineapple. And then eat the pineapple.
Don't they have
with it?
They have that at a buffet in Beverly Hills, I think.
Tasty treats.
Not yogurt? All right, where are we going, Drew?
To the toilet to vomit.
Oh, go to 4. No, 4. Charlie, you're 22 on Loveline.
Yeah, I just wanted to call because I'm having some ambivalent issues with my sexual tendencies. Because ever since I saw Andy Dick on TV, I think I'm sort of gay.
You're a big liar.
No,
he's bisexual. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It just makes me so mad because all those other actors out there, they're not as good as you, and you know they make all this money, and you should be making all this money.
He's making good money.
Don't worry about me. Don't worry. I am driving a Honda Civic home tonight, fully loaded.
Really? Did you get the hybrid kind?
Yes.
You did?
See,
I'm kind of like a hybrid. I'm like half gas, half electric.
You're done, Charlie.
And like you're half done.
Yeah, half done. You're half done
half
also.
Baked.
What if got to be the best, by the
it's
way?
It's the easiest.
Seriously.
That's why you
I
got to
start
do
going
it.
Out
that's
for
why
sitcoms.
You do it, yeah.
Less than perfect. The so best show
what?
Ever.
What? It's a good show. That's being on a sitcom is so easy,
what
so
is the
smooth.
Show about anyways? I work at night,
it's
so
about Sarah Rue's character. She's the offbeat, funny, wacky redhead that doesn't quite fit into the New York office.
Right.
And then we are her offbeat, wacky coworkers that also don't quite fit in. Ooh, wacky things ensue in
Here's
the office.
Pitch. It's like news radio, except it's going to be in a New York PR office.
Yeah, no.
We'll get Andy Dick, and he'll be on the show.
It's like news radio, but instead of news radio, it's news television.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that close.
As soon as you see they need to bring some kid in like me with this thing, call me here and I'll run in.
Yeah, no, if you give me your headshot, I will give it to the casting director. But it's a great cushy job and I like it. But I still want to be a movie star. And I want to get that guy's number because maybe you know
he's
maybe,
gone.
Maybe
he's
he
gone.
Wasn't
gone.
Lying. Gone. You son of a bitch, you liar.
Stephanie 16.
Hi. I just want to start off by saying, Matt, you dick, you totally know how to master your crack. If you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you
what
mean.
What did she say?
He knows how to master his
crack. You totally know how to master your crack.
Oh, yeah, I love you. I know what you're saying. It's from it's from the Andy Dick Show. It's a very funny bit.
Yeah, that
was funny. Master your crack. I remember that. What was that? Kenny Drebson. The character's name was Kenny.
Someone up is find your crack, then you got to learn to master your crack.
You haven't, how do you have that memorized?
Everything memorized. You're just the funniest. My friends and I would just sit around watching it over and over and over and over. Yeah.
That's a girl. She's from
that
Channel
is
System.
So awesome. But how do you have that on tape?
On tape? What do you mean? That was me. I didn't record it.
No. I mean, where are you watching it is my point.
Oh, I'm not watching right now. I'm just saying in general, I tape.
Oh, you used to watch it. Do you have it on videotape?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Kenny Drebson was this character that's
I taped over it, and I tried finding, where I could buy.
The DVD.
The Andy Dick Show. Hopefully, this new show called The Assistant. I have no control, to me, it's a crime. And really, if they would put it out on DVD, I feel I would hit
my movie career.
It's like the Ben Stiller DVDs.
It took 10 years later.
Yeah.
10 years
later. So in 2009, you're in.
No, worse than 10 years. I was 25. It was like 15 years later. Yeah, no, I've got to get it out now. Hopefully this new show, The Assistant, will make MTV wake up and see that there are a lot of people want the Andy Dick Show.
Oh, totally.
I can't believe that you know that character's Kenny Drebson, master your crack.
Dude,
which he means your crack, like your wise crack.
There's
so many. That's what it's supposed to be, your wise crack, remember?
I thought it was a funny crack.
I know. That's the thing. The double entendre of your cranny, your ass crack is what it is. I know, it was very, very funny. Thank you.
Did you help them come up with it? Did you help them come up with it?
I can't remember if I came up with that one. I had 7 brilliant writers. Two of them I saw yesterday because they're writing for the Movie Awards. But, awesome. I wrote and directed that whole show.
You are a great director, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because you were in it.
Yes.
Dr. Drew.
Andy's the best director I've ever seen.
Thank you. Yeah,
he just lets you do things 1,000 times until it's funny.
Until
it's good, yeah.
And did you ever see you on the show?
I saw parts of it. It was funny.
You are so funny. Remember, he's legally insane.
Yeah. Well, Drew is in a hit movie, by the way. You know that, right?
Drew is in a hit movie
with the Olsen twins.
With the Olsen twins.
Is it still out?
A New York Minute. Well, it came and went in a New York Minute. She has a legitimate question. We're sorry.
When you were doing that one episode with that woman named Belle, the really huge one with the blonde hair, was that a guy or a girl in the costume?
That was my very good friend Paul Henderson, who was a 500-pound guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, okay. And it's funny because the two writers that I just mentioned wrote that sketch, and they went on to write for Letterman, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, all my writers went on to do bigger, better things. Good for them. You're good welcome.
Them. And so, Stephanie, you have a question?
I hope you got a Christmas card.
Yeah. Or would you just lie to get on the air?
Do you have a legitimate question?
Okay, yeah, I have a legitimate question. Okay.
My vagina's itchy.
No, I'm just kidding. I knew it would make her laugh.
He's a transvestite.
All right. Sex a week ago, and it was my second time last night, and it really hurt, like kind of up, like where I don't know how to explain it, but like I felt like kind of this burning feeling, and like I had to go to the bathroom really bad.
That you probably were getting we're back to the urethra. Having sex can irritate the urethra and make it, you know, an urgency to pee. It also can cause infection, urinary tract infection.
Yeast infection? Is that what it is?
Urinary tract infection. Are you still having some urgency or need to pee all the time?
Not right now, but last night for a while it did. And during it, it felt really uncomfortable.
So you got to kind of work that out a little bit. You're traumatizing that area sort of unnecessarily. And you can cause bad infection. So if you start hurting again when you pee or start having an urgency to pee,
put some salve on your vagina.
Get a treat. Need some antibiotics.
But if
Drew.
If you what?
If you get an infection, is it treatable or?
Yes, quite.
Treatable. Everything's treatable.
Except herpes.
Antibiotics. Herpes. Even herpes is controllable these days.
Here is Drew. Andy. I have a question about.
I want to give a shout out to my two friends that just moved into Flores. On Flores, right in the gay neighborhood. They're a young gay couple.
Yeah.
They're going to be getting married soon. And congratulations to them.
Are they going
to
do
Josh
it out here?
Josh and Mark, congratulations.
What's up, Josh and
Mazel
Mark?
Mazel tov, Josh and Mark.
Mazel tov. Where are they going on their honeymoon?
I don't know. Up each other's butts.
I think that's pre-honeymoon, Andrew.
Struck, you had a question?
Just about yeast infections on girls.
Yes, on girls.
Overly sexed girls are more apt to get the yeast infection.
No.
Really?
What? Of course they are.
I thought that was the case.
No. But some women are just prone to it.
Okay.
And almost anything can make a prone woman develop the yeast infection.
Really?
It's just anything that upsets the delicate ecosystem in there.
Are you totally serious? Because every time, remember Elle, my last girlfriend, she would get a lot of yeast infections, and she always blamed me because we had a lot of sex, and she said it was because of that. So it has nothing to do with having a lot of sex.
He was saying that it's women that need to have or wish to have a lot of sex.
No, I'm saying if a girl
is having a lot of sex,
that they're more prone to yeast infections.
I would say yes, because it
for
gets
some
irritated.
Girls, I think that's true.
Chafe, okay.
Right? Anything that upsets that system. Yeah.
Now, how can they prevent it? Right after sex, go to the bathroom?
No.
First
of all, the guy's got to be treated too, because sometimes you can harbor it in your urethra and re-exposing him. And the other thing to do is get some, over-the-counter cream. Just keep using them.
If God gives you a yeast infection, make lemonade.
Make bread.
Make lemonade. Andy, you're 18. You're on Loveline.
Yeah. What's up?
I wish
I was 18 again.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. All right. I've dated like 4 girls, not at the same time, but 4 different girls in the past 9 months or so. And I don't know, it's all going fine and stuff in the relationship. But all of a sudden, I don't know, into 2 weeks or so into the relationship, or even before, earlier than that, I'll just break up with them. I don't know why. I just give them a lame ass excuse or something, but.
Why do you think you do it? Why do you?
You're gay.
Probably.
No. What? Oh, really?
Well, go ahead.
Are you maybe?
No, I know I'm not gay.
Okay. You're gay.
Do you think of men?
No.
Ever?
No.
What about me?
Of course.
Okay, because I'm an exception. No, but what's the deal? Is this him right here?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't he mention that?
I know, it says something about your girlfriend dying of cancer up here.
Yeah, I think that could be part of the thing. That's
well,
why.
That's definitely, I mean, he mentioned it, so.
Nine months
he was only
ago,
9 when it happened, though.
What's that?
No, I'm just kidding.
How long ago she show? Had IBC, well, inflammatory breast cancer. She was 16 years old.
Wow. How old?
16.
That's horrible.
I'm sorry.
That's really horrible.
That is so rare.
I am sorry.
Yeah, it's because, I don't know, like the doctor said it was less than 1% chance in all of America because.
Less than that.
Yeah, because like she was so young.
Oh, my horrible. God.
Yeah, so you think you're still hung up on that and that's why you're letting girls go after 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know, like. I think that you need to get into some therapy.
I've done so much therapy. At one point, I was hung up on this girl, and I had 3 separate therapists because they wouldn't. I would see them once or twice a day, and they would be like, "No, I can't see you again." You know, so I got 3 of them at one time.
Didn't that make
time.
You more nuts hearing
No, I needed to like sleep
people.
In a therapist's office. Right. In fact, I wouldn't sleep at night, and I would go and pay for a 2-hour session just to sleep, and they would sit there and just watch me sleep.
Damn.
Because I felt like there was somebody watching over me. Like you just need to get into some kind of therapy or support, right?
Absolutely.
His girlfriend died.
Yeah. No, I'm still curious about you, though.
Sleep going in there. Here's $700 for 2 hours. Can I use your bed,
did
please?
You know that? I mean, literally, no, I wasn't sleeping at all.
Did each of them know?
No, I didn't tell them that I was seeing other
one another. Yeah.
I didn't.
Not exactly the best way to approach
it's just
therapy.
Not. Well, what am I? Well, no, because they're all therapists are so different.
Yes.
I was seeing a female therapist and 2 male therapists.
And it seemed to see you seem better the last time I saw you.
Yeah, well, I'm over that.
And
girl.
You are serenity now, right now.
Well, I'm doing good today.
That's good.
You know how it is.
Okay.
All right, Eric, see a therapist.
I was.
I mean,
Andy. Get some kind of support.
Yeah. Are you that, or maybe start talking about this more? It seems like you're pretty detached from this obvious sort of connection between not being willing to be intimate now and the loss of grief and loss around an intimacy that was sounds like it was your first girlfriend.
That's just absolutely horrible. See, my girlfriend didn't die, but our relationship died.
She killed it.
She nearly killed
she
you.
She killed me. Really, I'm surprised I survived that.
Eric, 22.
Hey, Dr. Drew, how you doing?
Eric, we're good.
Andy Dick, funny guy.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Dr. Drew, I have a question for you. I've been listening for a while, and I know you usually give advice to younger guys who are getting into relationships that if the girl has a lot of chaos going on, a lot of drama, and, you know, she creates all these chaotic situations, that the guy, you know, a lot of times he doesn't know what he's getting into, and he's going to be in for the long haul and everything, and a lot of times you recommend that if they're not ready for, you know, the long haul, that they get out of the relationship.
Yeah, I'm particularly concerned when their goal is to fix or change them. That's a bad situation.
My situation is a little bit different. I've been seeing a girl for about 6 months now, and she's a little bit older than I am. She doesn't have a lot of chaos, but she has a lot of health problems. She was diagnosed with Crohn's disease about 4 years ago, and last month she was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, obviously there's, not that it's her fault, but there's going to be a lot of chaos. There's a lot of things going on.
But that's
so
not, that's I a wonder, different kind of chaos. I mean, that's a.
But
those are caused by external circumstances that are causing chaos in her life. That's not emotional turmoil that brings chaos to the relationship.
But I know what he's saying. He's saying.
Would I be a bad person, you know, for if I don't know if I can stick it out?
Because you've only been with her for 6 months.
Just the fact that he's asking that makes me think. See, I had this thought in my own head recently. If somebody I was dating got really, really sick, would I just say, I'll see you. I can't hang. Sorry, I'm out. And it would just depend how much in love I was with that person.
It depends on what you can handle.
She's got other health problems too, though. And it's just, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, you know... If I'm not going to be able to handle it, and that's going to make it worse, you know?
What other health problems does she have?
Well, she has, aside from the Crohn's and
her butt stinks.
She has what?
I'm sorry?
Her butt stinks.
Listen, the thing about Crohn's is your bowels erode to the surface of your abdomen, and you get fistulas around your back. It can be a horrible disease.
And then, like I said, she was just diagnosed with this brain tumor, and it turns out she's also got an abscess size of a mason jar.
Oh, my God. All Eric, it crossed my mind that you could be bogus, but then I went all the way in with you. Well done.
That was a good one.
Well
got
done.
You in. Yeah. Nice.
He was even being calm.
Slow.
Wow. You guys take it easy.
All right, take care now.
Drew, he reeled you in and got you.
Well done.
And then he says, you guys take it easy.
Full respect, man.
I'm taking it easy in here. Should we let this all the size of the mason jar?
What would have been worse is if we had said, oh, yeah, Lever, you forget that. No, it's just let me just address that point for a second, because I sometimes deal with this with older couples and stuff where one is kind of sick and dying, and it may be years before they actually go through that. You stick it in with people you care about. You may need to do things, but you may need to do things to take care of yourself,
like go to the strip club and take care of
yourself. Like maybe start dating someone else.
Maybe sometimes. And for instance, what would you do if, let's say, Andy, you were married to a woman and she got Alzheimer's,
or a man,
and she was so demented that she didn't recognize you anymore?
I might get off on that.
Yeah, I don't.
You could do things to her every single day.
But you know, I mean, you might also say, I care, but I support them. I'm going to be in their life, but I gotta have some sort of relationship with a human.
I would
figure out a way.
I would see other.
You have to do something.
I would see other people.
Depends on your values. And if you were married, you're married.
Do you let them know you're going to date?
First of all,
I'm not going to talk. That's hypothetical because I'm never going to get married again, ever.
Oh, you were married.
Eight is a charm.
How long were you married?
For 4 years.
And what? How old were you when you got married?
Young, 20.
How many times were you married?
Wow. Once, 22. Yeah, I wasn't.
Were you rich at the time?
Oh no,
you hadn't made it yet.
I just dropped out of college.
Nice. What college did you go to?
Columbia College in Chicago.
God, that's a good school.
Oh, it's not Columbia University.
That's
like an
college.
Inner city.
Oh, really?
It's like the Art Institute.
You had a basketball scholarship thing?
Yes. Columbia College of Broadcasting.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I think we have to break. Is that
we
right?
We do. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. More with Andy Dick and more with you guys calling up the show. Love Line after this. All right. We're back here.
He's Andy Dick. He's
this is the Love Line radio show. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew. Andy Dick is here. He's just in the other room. Ran in here just in time. You know, we have this this huge concert. You were mentioning you like Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing at our concert, Weenie Roast, in like
a
week.
Can I please go?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Beastie Boys.
Lauren's the one's got to set you up.
Oh, yes. Oh,
there
she is.
Lauren, right there. Lauren.
I'll take like 5 tickets.
Please. Yeah, that'd be...
What?
I don't know.
You have to come.
No.
You have to come.
No.
My kids are into meeting people now. You got to sign autographs for them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. How old are your kids now?
11, almost 12.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Triplets.
I'll sign things.
Triplets.
That's awesome. Modest
I just
mouse.
Wanted to see the wet pink stick.
Well, I don't remember that one. That's one I don't remember.
I remember hearing that thing.
But Modest Mouse is an interesting band because they've been around forever.
I know.
But everybody just found them now.
They've
been around for like how long? 15 years?
Is it that long?
I think it's been a while.
They got videos on MTV now, which is crazy.
9 albums.
Amy.
Something like that.
Amy.
Amy? Wake up. Amy.
We've been having trouble with this line, though. She may actually be saying something to us. Amy, 18, from New Mexico.
We can't hear you, Amy.
Right. She's gone. Go to 4.
She's
over. This is Corey, 18.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I just had to get online and talk to you, Andy.
Uh-oh.
You all know they said I could, I mean. But
that's
I just
fine.
Had to tell him that he has to do everything in his power to get that DVD set for the Andy Dick Show going.
Oh, thank you so much.
You need to send this recording to the MTV kids, Andy.
You're right. You're right.
Well,
you're right. That's what I'm going to do that to Brian Graydon, the president.
My roommate and I were discussing today that the funniest sketch, hands down, is the Hellacious A one.
Because Jack Black and Kyle were on it. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
I crack up. We'll sit there and, we'll
There's
just
definitely
like
a crack
forward.
Theme into your show.
No, Tenacious D.
Tenacious
D.
Manage your crack.
You know, out.
Jack Black and Kyle Gass, come
you
on.
Stole,
and
you stole KG. That's hilarious.
Right. I mean, they do Tenacious D, and then I talk Kyle Gass into joining me and ditching Jack, and we start a new band, Hellacious A, and it's just pathetic, and it's actually very, very funny. Yeah,
and
thanks,
like
dude.
Looking into each other's eyes longingly at the end, that's classic comedy.
Yes, it's gay and, love all the way.
Cool, let's go
thank
to
you so much.
Thank Mike,
you.
21.
Dr. Drew cut you off.
Yeah,
sorry.
Drew was quick with the finger.
He doesn't
right there.
Like when people compliment
there you go.
Me.
Drew, your book Cracked was the best book ever.
Yeah, that book was good, by the way.
And I've never
Dr. Drew has a book called Cracked. which is about addiction and
treating
which is an expert.
And you have a lot of skits about the crack. So it's like you guys go hand in hand.
We were meant to be together, Andy.
Yes.
I know.
And maybe
you're my unofficial doctor. That's what I tell everybody.
I'm your doctor friend.
If I really do have a problem, I call you.
I know that.
I paid you. You call me back. Yep. And you say, put some salve on it.
Sometimes I say that.
Okay.
Somebody get the penicillin out for you.
It's never been that dangerous.
It's never been that easy either, I assure you.
Remember that one time some guy came in here and he had, it was in the old studio.
I had to go check him out.
Yeah, and you had to go check him in the other room, and I said, I want to see it.
He ain't the only one that's
done that.
I told you it happens all the time.
There was something really wrong with
brewing. Something was brewing.
Yeah. It looked like it just didn't look right.
But you know what's scary when he looks? Because someone I know works here had it done. Someone I know. He has these glasses. He gets really close to it. He's like,
I know. I take the glasses off. I can't see.
He looked at your penis?
No, my friends.
You're making quotes.
No, I'm not. What is this?
He looked at your penis?
No,
what was wrong with your penis?
Nothing was wrong.
Stryker.
Nothing is wrong with
what
it or was
wrong.
Nothing was or
he's
is. And I can swear, if anyone listening, nothing's wrong with it.
Nothing is.
Back me, Drew.
All the girls
nothing's
at the concourse.
Why would I know?
Stryker. Why would I know if anything's wrong with it or not?
That's what I'm saying, because I've never shown it.
You killed it for both of them.
You dick! Oh, man.
No, but nothing's wrong with it now, because Dr. Drew took
care of it. Nothing's been wrong with it!
Okay, but you thought something was.
No, I did not.
You
it
just had a
chafing.
Okay, let's take a call. There's people suffering out there.
I had a gay man call me on the air tonight and ask me to be more personal tonight. So there it is.
Be more personable?
No, speak more...
Like more personable. No, or be more personal, like tell
divulge,
personal.
Divulge. Personal.
Yeah,
divulge.
Yeah, you should. I got nothing
to hide. I'm healthy as a horse, seriously.
Yeah, you look like a horse with that mane. He's got a faux hawk.
You just worry about it.
I know, it looks
like it's getting high. Thanks.
Mike, 21.
Hey, what's going on?
We're good. What's up,
chiefing?
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Back about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I was 17, I took a lot of LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And I smoked a lot of weed. Mm-hmm. And now, up to this day, I'm 21 now, and up to this day, every time I smoke weed, I have a panic attack.
That's cool.
Because when I stopped taking LSD, the reason I stopped is because I had a bad trip.
Yep, that's good.
The next day, I smoked a bowl, and I felt like I was having a bad trip again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and maybe that's now been sort of a conditioned response in your brain. You think?
Yeah, I was just thinking it was because it was just all in my head because, you know what I mean, I got a bad temper.
Well, it's what you call a conditioned response. You sort of couple the stimulus with the response.
Don't
over and
use
again.
Such big words with him.
I know, I'm trying to think of how to explain to him.
Like, it's with the dog where when you feed a dog and you ring a bell, you feed a dog and you ring a bell, you feed a dog and you ring a bell, and then
eventually,
the dog gets used to the fact that every time it eats, it hears a bell, and then you take the food away, but you still ring a bell, the dog literally will start salivating in the mouth even though there's no food
These
there.
These are sort of conditioning responses, of which maybe you're having that sort of thing, right? It's Pavlovian conditioning, classical conditioning.
No,
but I'll tell you what, we don't fully understand these things, Mike. There's absolutely no doubt that using LSD can cause panic and depression. I have also seen marijuana do that. I've seen not so much, eventually everyone gets depression from pot, but I've seen people get severe panic even after the first few exposures to pot and have panic attacks the rest of their life after
wow.
that.
Wow.
Okay, I'm
serious. It's rare, but I've seen it. Yeah, I've
serious?
Absolutely seen it.
You're the one that told me, you might want to hear this caller, Dr. Drew told me that the newest research on drugs is that marijuana could be the sneakiest and most dangerous of all.
Oh, yeah. It's really a tough one. Really tough.
Yeah.
And I feel very sorry for people that get,
I've smoked so much pot.
And for people that love it, you love it.
I love it.
Yeah,
I know how good it can be
But
for
you're
me.
Good at not doing it now.
Oh, he has to work
right? I work very hard, and the most time I've ever had is 3 years sobriety, and that's a long damn time
that
for somebody
is.
Like
me. In a way, Mike has an advantageous situation because he has aversive responses to it. The problem is he sounds depressed, he's an addict, and he's not treated. He needs to do something with all that.
Yeah.
Just try to
If he has panic attacks, why does he even want to smoke it?
Because he's hooked.
Because he's an addict. He likes it. He keeps trying it again. That's why crack addicts keep going out on binges. Neil, 16.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Yeah, hey.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm 16. I'm going out with this 19-year-old. And it's causing a lot of things. Like, previously, I dated at 15. I dated a 19-year-old. And
how are you getting all this action from 19-year-olds?
Well, you sound older. You sound old for your age.
He lives in Alaska.
Well,
you do?
Are you dating an Eskimo?
Salmon? What?
Salmon.
Well, okay, I get along a lot better with older people. And I think high school girls are kind of, attracted to me. But,
and they don't put out as much as the 19-year-olds.
What?
And they don't put out as much as the 19-year-olds.
Where's the age of consent list?
I'll be honest, but the last relationship I was in, yeah. 15 and 19-year-old, it was very sexual. But this new one, it's not sexual at all because, it's not like that anymore. But the problem is, like, when I was 15 and I dated this girl, my dad found out her age.
Right.
And I was lying about it, and it caused, like, a lot of problems with her, with us, and me and my dad. And I don't know. I just want to know, like, do you guys think it's okay for a 16-year-old to date a 19-year-old?
Well, it's legal in Alaska. I'm looking at the...
It's legal, and I can understand why your parents would be upset. They're just trying to look out for your best interests.
But this is something you're going to look back on and just pat yourself on the back that you're doing
know.
This.
Legal. Just so you know, it is legal in Alaska for...
Is it?
Yeah, right here, 16, 16, and 16.
Well, when I told them my girlfriend's 19, the immediate response is,
He's gone.
Phone cut out.
Damn, boy, he's in Alaska.
Oh, well.
He's in an igloo ice fishing.
Anyway, it's something about those girls, too, undoubtedly. The family's also sort of seeing them as maybe unsavory influences.
Hold on, what is the... What was
16 is the age of consent in Alaska.
How old do you have to be? I mean, over 18, then. 19 can go without with a 16-year-old, right?
Yes.
Damn.
Well, these age of consent things don't specify how old the perpetrator is. You could be 15 and be with a 16-year-old.
Okay. I thought there was a 10-year... window. If you have to be less than 10, as long as they're in Alaska at least 17.
The weird thing thing about this age of consent is New Mexico, man and woman consent is 17.
Yeah.
But man on man or woman on woman is 13.
What?
Ooh.
That's odd. So it doesn't seem right at all.
That seems worse to me.
Of course that's worse.
Yeah.
That is. Wow.
I don't mean worse in the sense that those. But
who's
just,
the mayor of Mexico? Because something's
New Mexico,
wrong with
New
him.
Mexico.
It's New Mexico.
Maybe it's right there.
Wrong with him.
Alice, 19.
But the point is, the age of consent should be the age of consent because kids are adult sufficiently developed that they can render consent, and whether it's male male, female female, or male female, it should be the same.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Alice, what's up?
Well, I was the last of my friends to start using drugs when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also the first to stop. And when I stopped, I lost all my friends, like every single one of them, even the ones that didn't use drugs.
Yeah.
And I was treated for depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. But now I can't seem to make friends anymore. It's like all the friends that I make are guys who are not interested in me in being my friend. They're more interested in, like, sleeping with me, or even though I have a boyfriend.
How old are you, 19?
19.
Ah, well, the guys you're meeting, 19, I don't know if they're looking for, especially when they meet, are you attractive?
I think so.
She has to be, of course.
Yeah, well, that's why the guys don't want to just be your friend.
Yeah, it's the liability of being attractive at 19. Again, as I mentioned earlier this evening, men at that age are under the influence of an extremely powerful drug.
Testosterone.
And they can't help themselves. I mean, they can, but their natural... biological imperative is I gotta be with this woman. So to be a friend is very difficult for them, and even then the friendship will be colored by that drive for sex. I'm sure you've got to find people that it's gonna be hard. Maybe some more girlfriends and people that you maybe work on a project in common with, some sort of something that you're interested in, some sort of, you know, hobby or something where you
go to shows, go to some musical shows.
Yeah, and
even
then, the guys, if they want to have sex, will be able to contain that sufficiently on behalf of the shared values you have doing something together.
Now, how come if you have a boyfriend, you're looking for other guys to hang out with, even though it's just going to be friendly?
Actually, it's just like friends that, because I graduated 2 years.
But why not more girlfriends?
Right.
The only girlfriend that I had got pregnant. And
why not more girlfriends?
First of all, my boyfriend tries to get me to meet girls, and all his friends are like pregnant.
Alice, here's the deal.
Why aren't you seeking out more girls on your own to be friends with? And then you'd have a nice circle.
And if you aren't into girls, you don't get along with them. That's an appropriate answer.
Yeah, I usually don't get along with
them. Right. And what kind of abuse did you go through growing up?
Actually, when I was 5, I saw my grandfather rape my cousin.
Fantastic. Whoa. What a great... I hope he's burning in hell right now.
Yeah.
So
you
Alice
saw it.
Yeah,
seeing somebody get abused is worse than getting abused.
Well, it's very similar.
I hear it's worse whether it's physical.
Yeah, sexual. It can be.
It's worse because when you're getting hit, your body can kind of process it or whatever. But if you see it, it's just worse. It's mentally scarring.
Interesting. But Alice, here's the deal. It's a big trauma. You've had lots of stuff in your life, and the fact that you are a victim makes you continue to be a good victim to people that are victimizers, which may be why some of these guys are circulating around you.
Right.
You've got to give women a chance. You've got to pick women and trust that they can be friends.
She's got to get into therapy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in so much therapy. What's her name again?
You sleep in
Alice.
Therapy.
I did. I did, yes.
You napped it.
Yes, wow. I really did. That was...
Nap therapy.
I needed it. I just needed it.
You think that helps a lot, though?
I needed sleep therapy. Yeah. It helped me. It helped me stay alive.
That's good.
What's wrong with the coffee?
Oh,
it's just bad.
That's funny. You never do that when you're
How could
at my
it
house.
Be bad. What's bad about coffee?
True. You are something going nutty this. With
you
it.
Try it, Andy.
No, the
try
milk's
it.
Bad.
No, it's not bad milk. It's bad. Just tasting. Radio has just notoriously bad coffee.
Radio,
seriously. Whenever I broadcast by the radio station,
hello.
I have their coffee. It's just,
my name's Andy Dick. I'm here with a cup of coffee. Java. I don't. That's all I have.
What do you mean? That's all
you
have. We need you back on the drugs. Come on.
I know.
Just try it.
I'm afraid there's something wrong with it. I
just drank a bunch. I did it three times.
I'm gonna wait 10 minutes to see if you get sick. Uh-oh. Hey, let me take a bong hit.
Speaking of.
We're going to take a hit, a break.
Yeah, let's do it.
Another break.
We're going to run for just a second, you guys. We'll be back talking more to you on Loveline, and Andy Dick is here. Hold on.
I like cream in my cup. Oh.
Loveline, we are back. Andy Dick is here. I'm Stryker and Dr. Drew.
But I'm a big Modest Mouse fan.
Yes, a week from Saturday.
Every day I listen to that CD.
Really?
Every day.
There it is. Anderson, you're on fire.
Couldn't come up with a House of Pain thing for me, though.
Dude, I don't shop for this place, please.
You talking about Jump Around? Wait, are you talking about a line in the House of Pain Jump Around song?
Yeah.
Which line is it?
I got backhand like John McEnroe.
Backhand like John McEnroe. That beat steps up, I'm smocking the hoe.
Andy is on TV, by the way. He's been on TV for years. Always on a hit sitcom, it seems. Less Than Perfect, ABC, Tuesdays at 9:30. Have you been on a sitcom that didn't get picked up?
I was on a sitcom that I dropped out of. I was on a Tom Arnold sitcom that I don't think went... But I didn't either. I said no to that. And then I was on a very short-lived sitcom, The New Get Smart.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? Yeah. I was The New Get Smart. I was Don Adams' son. And Don Adams and Barbara Feldon were both in it, and they were
no
my parents.
Way.
I was
no
the son. I was The New Get Smart.
Oh, wow.
6 episodes. That didn't work out too well. Then I was on another one. Same producers of Less Than Perfect did one called Go Fish with little Kieran Culkin.
Wow.
Macaulay Culkin's brother, and that was another 6-episode flop. Although it was pretty funny. It had Joe Flaherty from SCTV, and then I played the wacky drama teacher. And then there's been a few others I can't
That's
think
good,
of. Television
At least
is
six
just,
of them, though. That's,
yeah,
some people get
is,
one and like, no, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I'm very... My TV queue is way the hell up there. So, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. All right, Drew, should we go to Matt on 2?
No, we're going to Tiffany on 5. Yeah.
You've been working here longer. What's up, Tiffany? You're 15.
Yeah, hi. I just feel I need your guys' opinion about this guy. I'm kind of dating. Like, we haven't gone on a date. But
Tiffany in Tucson. Go ahead.
Oh, Tucson. That's my old stomping ground. KFMA in Tucson. Yes. Hello, everyone out
How
there.
How can you be dating and not gone on a date?
Well, I don't know. Like,
I was just in Tucson.
Really?
Like, we're not... dating, but we were supposed to go on a date, but he never called. But we went out before, and then he broke up because of his reasons.
What were his reasons?
Well, he called me, like, last Friday and just gave me an explanation. And it kind of went along with why he did, because...
Why don't you share that with us?
Okay. he just said, like... sorry. Okay.
I just did a show at the Congress Hotel with the 80s band Phonic Subdivision, by the way. Did you go to that, Tiffany?
Oh, no, 15, I didn't.
15.
Well, but that's okay. I think it was all ages. It was all ages. There was a 16-year-old.
When I was living in Tucson, No Doubt played at Club Congress.
Are you serious?
It was so great.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was like in 90-something or other.
They weren't big yet.
No.
Very small.
Just a Girl just started getting play on the radio.
So that my band has a chance.
That's right. Oh, just broke the pen. You're going to have to pay for that.
That's weird.
Tiffany. Sense.
Tiffany, go ahead.
Okay. He just said that these two girls were keep nagging him on going out with him. And so he didn't feel comfortable cheating on me, so he broke up with me and went out with them. And so he called me out of nowhere last Friday, and he says that he wants me to forgive him, so I forgive him and stuff because I really liked him. I've liked him for like 3 years. And
how old is this guy?
He's 16.
He's just playing.
He's an ass.
He's just playing all the ladies. He just men like to have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of different women.
What is the matter with you, Tiffany?
He's just playing all of you.
This crap.
He's probably super hot, is he?
Well, he kind of is, but he hasn't had sex yet.
Oh.
That's good. At least he hasn't unleashed all that upon female kind.
Yeah, he's kind of really shy, so.
Tiffany, blow him off. Sarah, and you know what? He's going to come, I bet, calling you once you start not giving him the attention.
Yeah, but you can't go out with this guy. This guy
just can't. He's all over the map. Yeah.
That's not somebody you want to go out with.
Tiffany, where do you go to school? Sabino or Tucson High?
No, I go to Rincon.
Oh, Rincon. Ah, okay. Cool.
If you do go out, it's just going to be a fling. You just have to know that, take it for what it is. It's just a fun little thing. You don't get attached to him.
She can't do that. She's infatuated with him. She needs to break it off.
You just
like
need
any
to get
other addiction.
Out. Yeah, and trust me, I know about addictions of the
Matt
heart.
22, you'll end up sleeping in therapist's office. Matt 22.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Good.
Good. My question is, I've been dating a girl for about a year now, on and off. We work very well together. When we're at school, things are perfect. When we get home, everything changes. She pulls away, withdraws from pretty much everything, socially, with me especially. And I just wanted your opinion on kind of what you guys thought might be an issue here.
What do you mean when you go home? Are you go home to the same town?
College?
Yeah. We're both from Orange County.
And then where do you go to school?
University of Arizona.
She probably...
Yeah, Arizona, that's where I went, Matt.
Hey, Tucson, KFMA, how you guys out there?
Easy, Drew, I gotta give the love.
You went everywhere.
Yeah, I was actually at your guys' show, speaking of.
You were?
Yes.
Wasn't that great?
It was a great show, I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. The Phonic Subdivision at the Congress Hotel. Yes, thank you very much. I was gonna say that, what was he saying? Oh, you know what? My first thought is that this girl might have
somebody at home,
a past boyfriend at home,
that's
and
what
that
I
is
think.
Very common.
That's actually not an issue. At first, that's what I thought, but I know that's not the issue.
How
what
do
is
you
the
know
issue?
That? Though?
What is,
people are very good liars.
She's actually good friends with my brother, and they kind of roll in the same group.
So what is the issue then?
Roll?
Maybe she's just for some reason, I don't know why, but maybe she's kind of embarrassed that she's going out with you.
Yeah, that's possible.
Why would she be?
There's no reason for it. I don't know. And that's why I called you guys, because I just wanted an opinion that might...
Well, wait a minute. Your brother, who's such close friends with her, who knows what she's not doing, doesn't know what she is doing?
Oh, no, because she doesn't really talk about it. She pretty much hangs out with her parents and her sister.
Maybe when she's home, she wants to escape what's going on at school a little bit and wants to give in for her family.
Is there anything about you that might be upsetting to their family?
Yeah,
different races or different religion or anything like that?
No, her mom has actually made it very clear that I'm one to hold on to. And
why don't you start going out with her mom?
Her stepdad might not like that so much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
Just ask her. Just sit her down.
And I have asked her, and I just, it's one of these situations where it's not able just to kind of work through it.
She doesn't tell you?
Mm-mm, not at all. And that's a problem. At school, we talk about everything. Here, nothing.
And how long are you home for?
I'm home for the summer.
And she is,
too? But
we
go to school together, so yes.
Well, you got about two more months before things are good. That's what I'm thinking.
It would make things a lot simpler in this situation, huh?
Or do you ever think about men?
Not at all.
Yeah, it's more like
hello.
That.
My name is Andy Dick.
All right, guys.
I'm hold a man. On. But sometimes I'm a woman. No, come on. I don't want to give you anything that you're going to repeat when Adam's here.
They already have it.
Shoot.
This is not making sense. You need more information. She's not being honest with you. It would be very disturbing. I think, is she asking to break up or anything? Does she say, why don't we see
no, that? She's made it very clear that's not what she wants to do.
What is her explanation? Maybe you're
reading this differently than
what's going
on. She's
saying that she needs time to figure out her own life.
Yeah, what
However,
does that mean?
That's a good question.
That means she wants to date other people. She's BSing you. She's got to be clearer. She's not giving you the honest truth about what's going on here. And if she doesn't know herself, then she has to sit and figure it out with you.
Yeah.
Or by herself and then tell you exactly what's going on. It's very unfair to keep pushing it back on you and making it your problem when you're just going along, and if there's a problem in the relationship, that's fine. At least you'll know that she's not happy, and maybe there needs to be a change. That's
and there's
fine.
Many, many hot-ass girlies that go to U of A.
There you go.
And they all hang out at the O'Malley's and the Dirtbags and should listen to KFMA. All right, we got to take a break. We got one little talk, and it's not going to be that long, but Andy Dick is here, and he's
God
a fine
bless.
Gentleman, and more violins from Anderson coming up on Loveline. All right, you guys, that's going to pretty much do it for Loveline tonight. Thanks for listening and dealing with me. I'm Stryker. I appreciate it. It's pretty fun to do it. And thank you so much, Andy Dick. Man, you are a pleasure to have.
You are awesome.
Thanks.
This was very, very
assistant.
Fun. You're very good. The
Thank
assistant,
you.
Please watch
MTV.
The new MTV show.
It's going to be on in July, right?
Yeah, July 12th, July. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds very clipped.
Just check my... Yeah, you're clipped. Check my website, andydick.com, for more info.
Can I check it when I'm done here in about 10 seconds from now?
You can whack to it.
I've already done that. Now what do I do to it?
Whoa! That was a small load, buddy.
All right, so for Andy Dick, watch a show, The
Cream Assistant, in My Coffee.
MTV, Dr. Drew, I'm Stryker. Talk to you tomorrow with Everlast on the show, Loveline. Goodbye.
Oh, my poon sales. I need a douche right now.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.